Hey, it's me. How long has it been since we last talked? Let's see, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. 7 months. It's been 7 months since I saw you, since I talked to you. I didn't realize it was 7 months until someone asked me. I know I visited you yesterday, and that was when I finally had the courage to tell you what was on my mind. And I know I said this too many times, but I'm very sorry. You know, those are the only words I can say right now. Those are the only words that I feel are appropriate for how I feel towards you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I was selfish. I'm sorry that it took me it took me 7 months, the time that I didn't see you to say this to you. You know, I thought of what I should have said if I still saw you. And it's still those words. I'm sorry I didn't help you. I'm sorry I didn't see what you were going through. Sorry for the way I acted. I'm sorry I didn't try to understand you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being the bigger person. You are the first man I ever loved. And I know you always love me. And know this, you are the only man has ever made me feel this way. You hurt me so much. You hurt me so much. But I can't help. now I just can't help but to realize that underneath the surface, underneath that hard, the hard shell, the person you were when you were mean, when you were cold, when you didn't want to do anything with me, when you just wanted to stay shut in the house and not want to go out with me. I should have realized that you were going through something more. That there was something in your heart that you were battling, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry it took me all this time to realize it. And I know that everyone says that you're selfish, but who isn't? Why must everyone always say that when you're depressed, that when you have a mental illness, that you're selfish? Why? You know, I thought I cried enough yesterday when I saw you, but I really didn't. I think I can cry forever now. Because when I see the text that you used to text me, telling me to have a good day, that you love me, or a text to see if I'm safe where I'm at, because there are so many school shootings. I should have realized you just simply had tough battles against whatever you were going through, and why does it hurt so much? You know, my heart, whenever I think of you, my heart just hurts, and I just want to cry. When I think of the happy times that we had, the happy moments that we shared, or the times when we fought, when you yelled at me, when I yelled at you, we are so similar in so many ways, hiding our emotions, holding things in. You know, I think I understand just a little bit of why you never told anyone about your problems. It's because because no one will ever understand. And they say they will try, but they never do. And I just want you to know that I'm sorry I didn't try. As someone that you loved so much, I'm sorry I didn't try. I'm sorry. But now I know. Now I know. It's hard to let you go. It's hard. And I keep telling myself to forgive myself, but I can't. I just can't. But despite everything, despite the sadness, the regret, the guilt, I think what you would have wanted me to take from this is just to learn from it. And to be a better person, to be humble, to not be selfish, to think of others, to be compassionate, to be careful of the words I use, because words are so hurtful. To be patient, to be kind, to be loving. I hope you're in a better place now, that wherever you are, that you're not suffering anymore. Because it hurts so much to see you suffer all the time. I didn't know what to do. I'm so sorry. No matter what anyone tells me, I don't think I will ever forget you. I will never forget you. I will never forget what we had. I will never forget what you mean to me. You're the only one who you know that.